This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. You know what? You know why you listen to us every Saturday, 9 to noon? We are the epitome of the greatest show on earth, and we are the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative, but this time we're going to be really informative, and let me tell you why.
Why?
You guys have no idea why.
We're also in line for the humility in broadcasting.
That's exactly right. We are. Let me tell you why we're here. What happens in the news when they want to bury a story, Cal? What happens when they want to bury a story?
Well, that means they stick it at the back of the paper, or they put it at the middle of the news. Cast if you're a TV guy, and the back of the newspaper.
Or late Friday
night. Oh, you mean if someone was releasing something.
Or something happens.
You do it just before the weekend because you know the news organizations are understaffed. That's right.
And what happens is they forget that Radio Law Talk's live at noon.
Oh, those
silly
people.
Something happened in the Supreme Court at 11 p.m. yesterday, Eastern time.
And it's a big deal.
And it's a pretty dang big deal. I'm going to say,
it's fun.
It's interesting, but it is kind of in line with what they've been doing. But the point is they tried to sneak it by the listeners and the American public, but they forgot. Again, they forgot, the Supreme Court did, that Radio Law Talk is live Saturday morning, 9 to noon. So we're going to talk about that, whatever that is. We don't know what it is. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. This is myself. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Denise is a domestic relations lawyer, so she does all types of issues, with family law.
Domestic relations. All right, who's taking out the trash? That's a domestic duty. I don't know what the relationship is, but we'll call Denise.
I'm calling my lawyer.
She is. And Todd is a comedian first, lawyer second. That's for sure. And he's a criminal lawyer.
Stop
former
there right
prosecutor.
There. He's a criminal.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
And has many cats. And Todd and we have Cal Hunter, our producer, that thinks he's a lawyer, but is not. But he's smarter than most of us.
All of that is false, except the fact that I think I'm a lawyer.
That's exactly.
You know, the great thing about Cal, the great thing about
our
Cal
producer.
is that because he's not a lawyer, we get to talking about stuff and sometimes get into the weeds, the thicket of legal ease and everything.
Do you ever?
And Cal's the one sitting back there going, food goes in here, pointing to us. What does that all mean? And, okay, we get it.
Or here's real life, guys.
Yes.
This is what it's about. That's why we
have. What the public really thinks. So,
well, at least this member, right.
Yeah, you know what's also interesting and exciting about today, and then Denise, this is very special for Denise, is we have a new affiliate, KCUP Toledo, Oregon, 1230 a.m. I'll repeat that, KCUP Toledo, Oregon, 1230 a.m. Denise, why is that so important?
Because my mom grew up there.
That's exactly right, and you are an Oregon Duck also.
Oregon Duck, and born and raised, and just left.
Tell us about Toledo.
Toledo, Oregon.
Is that the correct pronunciation? They usually
Ohio. Yeah, Toledo's right, and I can't tell you because I didn't live there, but my mom did.
Oh. And was she born there, you said?
Wow.
Yeah. Toledo, so it's not like if it was Texas, they'd call it, let's see, what would they say? Toledo. Toledo. I mean, you know, Texas, they take a normal name and they just, turn it around however they feel like it, right?
Well, thanks for ruining our Texas affiliate.
No, it's okay. People know it. There are dictionaries online that say how to pronounce Texas names. I've used it before.
Okay, so. Toledo, Oregon is, just so you know, it is near... let me see. Oh, it's near the coast.
Yeah, by Astoria.
Astoria Seaside, Newport Heights.
Nice.
Don't say.
You know, when I pass them a note that says "don't say," you don't read the part that says "don't say."
Yeah. I was just going to say "don't say." We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're obviously going to have case or no case, which everyone's excited about. But we're going to talk about barristers and wigs in England, and that's just some interesting history there. Why do barristers wear wigs? Why do they wear, you know, and then they have different sizes? What are the wigs made of? Why are, you know, how much do they cost? We're going to get into all that. It's just a fascinating story to me. Nobody ever really explains that, why they do that. So, and then Denise knows a little bit about it. She's dealt with that in England before. And we're going to talk about a reality TV in the courtroom update. Again, reality TV in the courtroom update. That's going to be interesting.
That one was one.
Yeah, and then we've got NFL lawsuit about this is an issue that they thought was over with the lower courts, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said something, and then the Supreme Court said something that's going to make some interesting determination what's going on in a number of years from now. It's not going to happen now, but in a number of years from now.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing they're setting trials so far out.
2024, and we'll get to that why. Prince Harry is a winner in many ways.
Yes, he is.
Charles Manson is a loser in many ways.
Yes, he is.
And his followers, we're going to talk about that. So we got a lot of fun and exciting things to talk about. But, Cal, can you just – I know we don't have a lot of time. Always our first – wait a minute. I've got to give this. Dang it. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel or a lawyer, okay? So don't call us and say, look, you know what? You gave me some bad advice. I'm going to sue you. Because we're telling you, this is just a fun radio show. And by the way, I got to look back. I'm going to look at the Twitter. But we had someone tweet out to the truckers. The Truckers Association, apparently, I'm looking back at Radio Law Talk's Twitter, listened to Radio Law Talk. And it was one of our affiliates. And I can't remember who it was, but I'm going to find out, and I'm going to look it up, and we're going to give them a shout-out for the truckers out there that listen to us while they drive. There's apparently a radio station or station they can listen to that listens to Radio Law Talk Live.
Kevin. Very cool. Very cool.
All right.
Okay, let's do this. Let's see how smart you guys are.
To play. Here we go. Case or no case.
The city and parish of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has a major problem on its hands. It may still be ordered to refund millions of dollars in traffic fines collected through the red light traffic camera program after the year 2007. They may have to give all those fines back. You see, someone filed a lawsuit that claims the government illegally collected money using a red light camera company because the company puts in the cameras, audits the pictures, and then they send out the letters under the police department letterhead saying, you owe us money, send us money, and they collect it. But there's a problem. In the Baton Rouge city charter, there is a rule that says only the city police department may enforce city traffic laws. So there's a gentleman there who said, well, wait a minute, I don't have to pay this fine. This is from some company in Arizona. How come I have to pay my fine? And I'm not going to. The Home Rule Charter, it's called, they said, how can this company issue a traffic ticket even though they are just under contract to the city and don't work for the city? How's that going to work? And they said, I don't think it's going to work. So I'm going to ask you guys what you think. It's an interesting question, in my opinion. Is this a case or no case? Todd, you're first today, I think, aren't you?
Sure, yeah. Sure. What do you think? I'll bite off on this one. First, I'm going to say I think it's a case. Okay. There have been a lot of traffic court or traffic cam cases. So I do think that this is a case. And I'm going to say that I think that the person who got the ticket...
Why don't you just stop? Just wait.
All right.
Because I'm going to say something.
But, you know, the one thing that this case reminds me of is the one incident I heard about one time where the guy gets the notice in the mail with the picture of his car that he ran the red light. So he took the fine money and copied it off on a copy machine and sent back a picture of the money. And then the police department sent him a picture of handcuffs. And then he ended up paying the fine. That was just a funny little thing. But
TNC Radio Live. Again, at TNC Radio Live on Twitter. Thank you for shouting out. Telling the truck drivers to listen to Radio Law Talk. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll conclude this case or no case and see about the traffic cam deal in Baton Rouge after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y lawyers.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Now it's time to go back to the show. Here are Fred, Todd, and Denise on Radio Law Talk.
Todd, you're up.
Yeah, so going back to this case of the traffic cam and It's in Louisiana, a city in Louisiana, and the police department contracted with an out-of-state firm to handle everything, and somebody gets a notice of a ticket from a company in Arizona, and they're like, oh, hold on, folks, I'm pretty certain, and they check the city charter, that only the police department local can enforce these things, so why am I paying some company in Arizona? And I said, yes, I think it's a case. And I'm going to say that the person in the defendant, the alleged traffic violator, I'm going to say that they prevail on this. And I think partly because there's that city ordinance, but also because I think that there was a trend at one point in time to say, look, we're getting a little too, I'm using air quotes, efficient in the administration of justice to the point that certain rights start to get encroached upon and the ability to contest something gets kind of difficult. I mean, if that person wanted a trial on that, think about what's going to happen. Now you have to have somebody from Arizona fly in to authenticate the documents, take care of the whole thing, and to present this, it gets to be pretty tough. So I'm going to say that they win, the traffic violator alleged.
And, you know, there are a lot of traffic cameras in Baton Rouge, 24 of them. And every time you blow through a red light there, it's like $350 or so. It's a crazy amount of money. Denise, what do you think, case or no case?
I think it's a case. And here's the problem. Todd alluded to it. And the problem is that it's hearsay. Because not only do you have to have the record custodian come in and verify the records of calibrating the equipment of the road itself, and there's all this hearsay, and you have an out-of-state custodian, and it could be deemed an improper delegation of policing authority, right? So I think it's a case, but it feels like it has to have a hook or something. I mean, that's the weird part. I know in California this issue's come up, and I know that the red light system has lost. So I'm going to say that the ticket holder wins. Darn it. I want to say it the other way, but...
So you're on board with Todd. Yeah.
Yes, darn it.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
You know what? This is not fair to you guys, because I know about these cases, and I deal with these cases, and that this has been a bone of contention for quite some time, by the way, and there has been a number of lawsuits about this. I know in the state of California there has been. There's been issues of whether or not it's constitutional.
I want to confront my accuser.
Yes,
it's a boxing
on the
pole.
And the issue is, in fact, some counties, cities have taken them down.
True.
And are not using them because of issues. And I, between you and I and the fence posts, I think they've got a good argument that it's unconstitutional. You're right. And so the answer is it is a case. I'm trying to figure out why I'm stalling a touch is I'm trying to figure out if I should do the opposite of these guys to try to gain points. But he does win because I think that's what's been going on, is especially if in the charter of the city that you have to have the police department regulate it. So I'm going to say the police department wins. I'm going for 1 point.
Oh, man.
I might lose, but I'm just going to go for it.
No, you know what? You may win. Because I think they took it out for a while in Sacramento, and now they've redone it.
I don't know. I wouldn't have an objection if you change your answer to no case under the theory of go big or go home.
No. It's a case. I know it's a case. It's a case, Cal.
Todd is
but
so sneaky.
I'm going to say the police department wins.
Oh, you have a chance to get a point.
If all right.
Yeah.
So here's the answer. If you'd like to hear the answer, those of you who say it is a case, that's all of you. Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Of course,
it's a case.
Now, a response from the city lawyers asked the state Supreme Court to issue a ruling. And the city parish currently has 24 cameras, 16 intersections. A contract approved in November 2019 extends the use of the camera through 2023. It allows upgrades and equipment, and the guy driving the vehicle lost.
Yes!
And that's
Fred Penny pulls it out!
Case.
I do know in cases where the defendant has won and where they've had to toss a lot is where they're able to prove that there's some sort of calibration issue. And it takes the picture before the light has turned red, so all these people got tickets, and so they had to toss some. And I know that's
happened. Here's another thing. When this first started, cities were making bank because the company in Arizona promised that they would. And that's because they said all you have to do is increase the yellow light cycle from 6 seconds to 3. And you get twice as many people in that intersection when the light changes. And bam, each one of them is like $300 in your pocket.
But
and some cities did that.
Yeah, but I guess
did they give notice? I mean, I thought things are
they just did
problem.
It. Yeah, I mean, they got busted on it, so they stopped doing that. What, Fred?
Let's briefly talk about that. We've got a criminal prosecutor here that knows about that, and a guy that does personal injury.
I used to be a traffic court.
Tell them you brought up the fact about calibration.
Sure.
What is calibration, and what do you need to do if that comes up, and how can you argue it in traffic court? You know, officer, you know, when you did the DUI or whatever, not that that's in traffic court, did you calibrate? Or when you used your gun to get my speed, did you calibrate it? Did you bring those reports?
The surveys.
So the way that the traffic light cameras work is once the light turns red for your traffic, if anybody passes a certain point, usually it's the crosswalk area, and they have sensors that can determine if somebody passes. If somebody passes that after the light has turned red, it snaps a picture.
Right.
But the system has to be calibrated. Somebody has to get out there and say, okay, it's snapping the picture at the right time. It's not snapping it early. It's not snapping it late. And so they have to check that. And so the question here, in the ones where things got tossed, the system had not been calibrated. It was taking the picture too soon. So it was taking the picture before it had turned red, light had turned red, and somebody is getting tagged with a ticket even though they weren't in violation of it. And so there was that issue. And if you have a court case, anytime any law enforcement officer is using a device to measure something, whether it's a blood alcohol level or, in this case, the traffic cam, as a foundation, they have to say that it was operating correctly and it was calibrated. And usually, if somebody really wants to contest it, they'll subpoena the logs of calibration.
Yeah. They also can contest it by the chain of custody. Who maintains that information and where does it go to be?
So radar, you know, traffic cameras, DUI meters, they all have to be working properly.
Calibrated.
They have to be
calibrated,
able to prove that.
And then they have to have the chain of custody. Who receives the information and where it goes and all of that.
Next hour, by the way, bots.
Okay. We're going to talk more about this traffic information. I have some other information about if you get a ticket. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming right up.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800.
USA Radio News.
Encouraging news about the COVID vaccine. Researchers announced yesterday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain B117. That variant strain now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's spreading because we're giving it an opportunity to.
The evolution of variants occurs only
when you have a certain degree of replication of the virus in the community. And that means spread from person to person. Viruses will not evolve and mutate if you do not give them an open playing field to replicate and replicate in essentially an unbridled fashion.
Hawaii, the latest state to announce a case of the B117 strain. The president's $2 trillion COVID relief bill now a step closer to passage. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a budget resolution that blocks Republicans from filibustering the bill. The vote on the relief bill expected to come next month. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is this real life?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Yeah, we're talking about traffic stops and traffic lights.
Advertising for.
And red light, yellow light, green light. Red light, green light. But you ever played that game? Red light, green light?
Yeah.
Well, here's an issue. We're working on cases, and this occurs quite often. So what happens when someone is speeding and they get pulled over and get a ticket, or there's an accident that occurs? Now, nowadays, with the newer car technology, they have little black boxes in it. The old cars don't have black boxes. And you can tell the speed that they were doing at the time of the accident, whether or not the car veered to the left or the right, or what happened.
When the brakes were applied.
That's exactly right. And it's very interesting to see these. And it's, by the way, it's making experts more and more money. And I'm telling you, there's some of our cases we're working on. We have paid experts hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not like 55, hundreds of thousands to prosecute the case. But here's a quick example. And I'm not using any specific case, but I'm going to say here's a quick example. Speed limit 65 miles per hour. But driver was doing 81 miles per hour, right? Okay, so if they're, I'm just saying an example. Well, that's bad. They shouldn't have been speeding that. But then there's these what thing called traffic surveys. And when a police officer comes, you say, I want to see your traffic survey. The average speed was, let's say, 77.9 miles per hour is what everybody is driving, even though it's 65 miles per hour. There's issues you can argue, and again, I'm not saying the court's going to say one way or the other. You can argue, Your Honor, and don't say you're doing 77.5 miles per hour, and it's a 65 mile per hour, and the survey shows an average speed of 77.8 miles per hour, 9 miles. You could say, hey, I was driving what everybody else is driving, and I don't deserve a ticket.
Because
arguably
you have conflicting laws there. You got a speed limit that says you can't go over this, but then there's another part of the vehicle code that says you cannot operate your vehicle in such a manner that it impedes the flow of traffic.
Right.
And so, I mean, if thing is going 77 and you're sitting there, 10-2, I'm doing 55 miles an hour, you know.
Usually with an old guy who just got a Prius and wants to check the mileage, make it go 50 miles.
All I
got
to say is you drive that in Southern California or out, and out, you know, you're going to get run over, you know. I mean, during at least non-traffic time. So, but that's interesting. You can do that. You say, officer, call the officer up. You say, sir, do you have your traffic surveys with you? No, I don't. Your Honor, I'd like to move to dismiss my traffic ticket.
And yeah, but in some counties.
Some don't. You know, it depends. I'm just telling you. I'm not saying that's a win, but I'm saying that's an argument.
Yeah, because in some counties, and typically, you have to provide the officer notice. I mean, that's something that you can request in the course of discovery. Now, in criminal cases, you don't use subpoenas. In California, you don't use a subpoena. If you want it, it follows the discovery statutes where you make a request for the discovery to be provided and to do that. And if you've made the request and the officer doesn't bring it or provide it to you, then, yeah, there's an issue there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. In traffic court, which is a little bit less than a misdemeanor, right, it's an infraction, you just have to ask. You don't have to ask in advance. Some counties have it on file in the courtroom.
Right.
So the police officer goes over to that file and takes it out and does it. Then you check the date on that, because if it's not within a certain amount of time, then it's not going to be.
You got my question. Yeah. I thought there was an ordinance or a law that said they had to be done on major state highways, major thoroughfares every 2 years or something like that in California. Anyway, fairly often.
Yeah, that's for the geographical, is that what they call them, survey, where they're actually surveying the road and doing the radar, you know, making sure that the radar can actually take it.
Right.
The surveys that you're talking about has to do with radar.
And there's a new radar called LIDAR, which is laser radar. And boy, they you know, every time they get a new piece of technology, they come in and go, look, we got everybody, we got to bust it. Still ask if it's been calibrated.
Yeah, that's
One of the things to understand also about radar, or even LIDAR, I believe, is, look, you got a cop who's using the radar, and you got a bunch of people coming down the road, and somebody is going fast. It might give this. It will tell the officer there is a car going X number of miles per hour. It does not tell the officer it's the brown car, late model Ford. So it's this combination of technology with the officer's observation. So if it's like, okay, you got a car that's doing 81 miles an hour, and you look up, and then you see the car that's going the fastest pace, all right, that is the one that this radar must have been talking about, and you go after that vehicle. Well, sometimes the wrong vehicle can be identified by the officer. I had a friend of mine who got pulled over. He was driving a Maserati, and he was going on a downhill part, got pulled over by the officer, but this is how he gets out of the ticket. He says, how fast did you say I was going? Cop says, well, I got you doing like 85. And he says, well, this car is equipped with a memory of my speed. So pop your head in here, and he checks the speed for the last 10 minutes, and at no time did he go above 68 miles per hour. Cop said, must have been somebody else.
Yeah, there becomes another problem, too, if they're using the airplane over and above, because then you have the observing officer up in the airplane looking down, and then so then you have, like, another hearsay issue, because that person observing it has to come testify as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they then speak to the officer on the ground to say, it's the blue car, or it's the Mustang. Or
I've seen the trials where they have the guys come in that are pilot, and they come in the jumpsuits.
Yeah.
You know,
they come in and, what do you do? Well, I just got off the shift, came here, and then go ahead and testify, and that's the car.
You know what's interesting is this is, but every state and every county, every city is going to be a little bit different. So you got to make sure what state you're in, you know, what the rules are, et cetera, et cetera. You got to be very careful.
And I think the hardest part for a defendant is this. You want to challenge it, and you go into traffic court, and there's like 100 cases on that day, and the judge is treating everything like the checkout aisle at the supermarket. Okay, get in, get out, get in, get out, and then somebody comes in, and they want to stop and do everything, and you have to have a lot of confidence in your case to not feel intimidated by the system to just boom, 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 get it done.
Well, but you understand the officers, as Denise and I, you've been pro tems before, and you probably have too. You know, it comes, the docket's full. You can't get through it. And they're trying to just, you know, on the judge's side, they're just trying to get through way too many, you know, cases than they have time for. You know, and you got staff, you've got people that want to go to lunch, and it's difficult.
And when you're judging, you're hoping that person is going to challenge everything is last.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, here's another clue. Ready? This is what I always tell people also. Another way, they say, well, how do I do it? What do I do? I always say, go into the courtroom where you're going to be, you know, this county, that, the week before, and go to a couple of times during the traffic court and watch and observe. Mm-hmm. And just, you will be shocked at how much you're going to learn just by sitting there a couple of days and taking notes and figuring out what the judge is going to do, how they're going to do it, et cetera, et cetera.
When I went into private practice, I left the district attorney's office in 2015, hung out my own shingle, became a criminal defense attorney. Now, I had only appeared in the state of California in one jurisdiction because that's where I was a prosecutor. So for the first 2 months, I mean, I hadn't had any clients yet, but for the first 2 months, I went to the courthouses and counties that were close to where I was, sat in, and I would watch their DUI calendar, I'd watch the misdemeanor calendar, I'd watch the felony calendar, just so that I could get an idea of what the customs were for the people in that jurisdiction, how they addressed the court, what the resolutions were coming out at, so that I could then take cases, and I didn't feel like a fish out of water in a courtroom. And I agree with that. You want to know what things are going on? Do a little bit of recon. A little difficult right now with some of the court closures right. with COVID, but once right. everything opens back up, wear your mask.
And just another thing is, what's going on now? How do you handle it now? So it's most of it's via Zoom.
Yep.
And what's going on with Zoom is in fact, they asked me, it's called Haro, these newspaper people asked a number of us to give an opinion as to what the future is with the court system. I tell you, the future is going to be changing. And I'm telling you right now, they've laxed a number of things where how you used to have to serve people and other lawyers. It's now email it, right, Denise?
Yeah,
now
yeah electronic
you never,
data.
You never used to email a long time ago.
You mean like a notice to appear or something? You can send an email?
Well, usually it's the less formal
depends.
Stuff.
It's
the less formal stuff that you used to have to put in the mail with a proof of service, and it had to go in the mail, and you'd call them, but now it's just email. And then Zoom. I mean, I have talked to more judges via Zoom, you know, and all our lawyers have in our firm, than is ridiculous. And I think it's going to change. Let me give you another quick example. We have, in one case, I believe 60 experts coming up. 60 we've got to depose. And I think there's 8 experts they had to do in one day. Hmm. No way on God's green earth would they ever be able to do 8 depositions or 6, whatever, of experts that are all over the country. They were able to do it one day via Zoom. And guess what? That's going to save money for businesses, for companies that hire their lawyers. Now they're not flying because they pay for them to fly, their hotels, their
the experts
and their time.
Don't like it, they're not getting as much money.
That's exactly right. Or vice versa.
They get the money. They're not spending as much either.
But I'm saying, but don't they usually a nice, they're reimbursed for the hotel and their meals and all that.
Yes, but think about the lawyers that are flying out to the experts that are charging their clients the time and stuff. So we're going to be back after this, Todd. You got a point? Really
just
quick.
What the experts really hate is, honey, I have a deposition in Barbados. I'll be there for a week, and now it's going, you can do it over Zoom. Stay here.
We're going to talk about barristers when we come back.
A thong deposition? We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade.
and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And the Ad Council.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Back to our show. Let's see here. We've got
Mike's on. Here we go. Mike's on. Mike's turned up. Mike's okay, on. Back to the show. I should mean that when I say back to the show, shouldn't I? Well, I really do. All right.
I saw a picture of Marty McFly and... what's the other guy's name? The professor? No, what's his name?
Doc Brown.
Doc.
Yeah.
They just took a picture together as they are like this past week, and they posted it and was like, you know, bringing back memories. Wow, life has changed. You know, why do barristers, you know, barrister is, okay, and Denise is going to tell you those distinctions, you know, but a barrister is basically a lawyer in England, and they wear these weird garb you see all the time, and still to this day, they wear a wig, and they wear a robe. Generally speaking, things are slowly starting to change, and I studied up on this last night and this morning, and I didn't realize that. Generally, did you know they're not wearing wigs, even in civil cases, only in criminal cases, generally speaking. It depends upon the county and stuff, but now they don't always have to wear them during a civil case. So what it comes down to is, why is it, Denise, they wear those darn wigs? And why is it they wear those robes? Now, I know the answer. I don't know if you know the answer.
Pomp. And ceremony.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
That wasn't what I was going to say.
No, it's so true. I actually did a mini pupillage through Gray's Inn in England, in London.
What is that? I don't know what that
is. That is where you study under a barrister so that you can become a barrister. And I didn't do the full pupillage, so I'm not a full pupillage person, but I am a mini pupillage.
I thought you were older than 8 years old, weren't you?
I thought that mini pupillage referred to like a kindergarten class. Yeah. Very small students are coming in trying to learn stuff from you. No.
It's
over
really
the age
exciting.
Of eight. You hit pupillage.
Sorry. My voice is changing for pupillage.
I'll bet you don't know something, though.
I bet I don't.
No, there's a lot of
there's
stuff I don't know.
There's a difference between dress codes between the males and the females.
Say
in
it isn't so.
It's true.
No, wow. I didn't know that. I thought they, okay, tell me.
Okay.
I don't know.
It may have changed now, but a while back when I was there and working in London, women could only wear black, blue, or gray suits.
Got it.
Their hair had to be back in a ponytail or in a bun, and they could not wear any jewelry or makeup.
Really?
Absolutely.
The jewelry and makeup. Well, guys could wear jewelry and makeup, though?
No. Well, they didn't often do that.
Oh, okay.
Some of the sirs and the knights did,
yes.
However.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did you know? What?
I'm sorry, Denise.
Who enforced the code?
Can you describe a little bit more what they're wearing?
It was like self-enforced.
I mean, so nobody would say, oh, you got a green suit on, you got to go home.
Well, I'm sure the judge could probably...
Here I am at my Americanism, and I'm going in there with turquoise and jewelry and all this stuff.
I can see Denise going.
And,
there.
Yeah, and
woo-hoo!
I know I'm coming in. I'm like all the dressed to the Nile with all my jewelry and my makeup, and the women couldn't do it. And I was very fortunate because my barrister was from Canada,
gotcha.
And he had married an English woman, so he understood my Americanism, right? And he treated me just like an equal. It was really fun. I had a great time. And the women, I did have a couple of women say, you're very lucky that you're in America because you're not restrained.
Wow.
And this isn't just in the UK. It's in the...
Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
Canada.
Less
so, yeah.
Right. And they wear that garb. And believe it or not, in the back of the robe for a barrister, there is a pocket. And that's how they get paid. And they still did that. Now, I don't know right now today if they still do that, but back then they did, and it shocked me. And their files were not, filed, organized in binders or anything like that. They were tied up with a pink ribbon, and they called their files pinks. And solicitors are the lawyers that dealt with the clients. Barristers are the ones that go to court. So those solicitors prepare the witnesses and prepare the
case. Kind of like a paralegal would be. Like a paralegal.
A lawyer that just doesn't go to court. And then they hand their pinks over to the barrister, and the barrister goes to court. You can't believe how many cases settle literally at the courthouse door because the barrister and the witnesses, they don't even know each other. They don't have hardly anything in common. They don't even know maybe what they're saying.
I don't think there's anything wrong with making the administrative justice festive. I like the pinks. I'm just wondering if you walk in, does the opposing counsel say, objection, counsel's wearing clothes out of season. She's not got the usual stuff on.
She's wearing white before spring.
Oh, my gosh. Good heaven. Is it Labor Day or not?
Why do they call them Esquires?
Because they like the ESQ name.
I think it's because most of them are landowners.
Could be.
That's what I'm understanding, but I'm not.
Guess what? What's the difference between a judge's, and by the way, you call 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. What's the difference between a lawyer, or I'm going to say a barrister, and the judge's wig? What's the difference? Woohoo! I think I got you.
The amount of ribbons in the
no.
See, a judge talks to the lawyers, and then he talks. I'm sorry.
No.
I got confused.
What's the difference in the wig?
Curls.
No, the judge's wig is longer and the barrister's is shorter.
You mean the hair?
I was going to say that.
The hair.
Yeah, the hair part is longer in the justice of the judges.
They got cane down on here.
And the shorter in the barrister. Now, the average cost of a judge's wig is how much?
I don't know.
£50.
About $3,000 for a wig.
Whiz. Wow.
And the barristers are about $300 to $900 for their wigs.
That's a nice wig there, Your Honor. It's nice and long. Exactly. I'll be opening up for Black Sabbath later on, so my band is on.
Many quid.
Yes.
They say.
So, ready for some more stuff. So, what did it used to be made of, the barristers' wigs?
Horsehair.
It was actually human hair at first. But horsehair, yeah, I think you're right, later. Where do you buy barrister wigs today.
Obviously, at Wigs R Us. I mean, come on.
Where do you buy them?
The Halloween spirit stores.
Denise was laughing and said, "What?
You Amazon." Were laughing.
That's exactly where you can buy them. It's on Amazon right now. I could see the bear, so you could do. I'm not the. I'm going to buy a deer. Should we go down to the tailor? No, go to Amazon. They've got them on sale right now. You can buy your barrister
wig. Let's wear wigs next time.
Okay, but that's expensive.
Just make sure you get them off the right site. I mean, can you imagine the lawyer that goes in, gets the wig that his wife bought for him or whatever? You know, you look at it. Where'd you get this one? Because I don't think the one that came from the San Diego Zoo is the one we want to be wearing here.
Okay, guess where else? There's a place called Legal Tailor at the UK that you go, and it has... That's the major. They have tons and tons of barrister wigs that you can purchase.
What about the robes? They're custom made to length, aren't they? I mean, I suppose you'd have to get those at a specialty shop.
You'd have to tailor them, sure.
Or a choir robe.
But the thing is, you're right. The reason you do it is a sense of formality, solemnity, and courtroom decor. And that's why they do it. And the purpose is, generally speaking, to remember the common law. And that's why they want the common law to be remembered, and that's why they wear it. They keep it traditional, and that's what's going on. And it's interesting how things have changed in the United States now, how formal we had to be. Now, I've been practicing close to 30 years, and I'm telling you, man, you got bambasted if you weren't wearing a suit and stuff like that. And now they're a little more lax with the what you're wearing, pajamas,
cargo pants,
Fred Flintstone pajama top, you know, because it's Zoom.
In today's world, women that are pregnant, they kind of they celebrate their body, right?
Right.
They're not hiding. But in my day, when I was pregnant, I wore what would be known as a tent dress, right?
Right.
So I got called an emergency, went to an emergency hearing in this tent dress, and it happened to have cartoon characters on it, and so the judge, who's a female, she looked at me and she said, "Are you really an attorney?" And it was so offensive,
man,
that the opposing counsel said, "Yes, Your Honor, she is. I called this emergency, and she didn't know she had to be here today." And
good
he stood
him.
Up and he defended me, and it was like, made me the happiest person because I didn't know what to say.
Did he send you a bill?
No, he didn't. But he locked his motion, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I thanked him afterwards because it was really embarrassing.
But that's what's going on with it, and luckily you don't have to wear wigs, right? Isn't that great? Well, when we come back next hour, we got another case or no case, and then we're going to talk about an ethics case that is tossed against the judge about reality TV. That is a very interesting case we're going to talk about.
I've seen some comb-overs where I wish the attorney was wearing a wig. I'm just going to say that right now.
I'm telling you, and also, you know, one of the other ways that they don't know for sure why, but some of the speculation, back in the old days, they had a lot of lice in their hair and you know, whatever in their hair. They had to wig cover it up so lice isn't jumping on everybody. We'll be back.
Man, that would mess up the formality,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yes.
We'll be back with the next hour of Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after. Pardon me. So join us then, won't you?
Have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.